Welcome to 98.1 KZE. Our guest this afternoon is Caleb Hammonds, who is a Tony and Obie Award-winning performance curator and culture producer, who is now the Fisher Center's Director of Artistic Planning and Producing. Welcome to 98.1 KZE, Caleb.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so delighted, and you're our neighbor, really, so it's a wonderful opportunity to get to speak with you and find out about what's going on. An area of particular interest, I think, to KZE's listeners is one feature that's, I think, new this year, Bluegrass on Hudson. Is that right? Is this the first year?
Yeah, brand new series this summer in the Spiegeltown.
Yeah, with some of KZE's favorites for sure. It's happening Thursdays at 8 o'clock at the Spiegel Tent, which is an incredibly awesome venue. And
thank you.
So please tell us a little bit more about who's coming. You have a show tonight, right?
Absolutely, yes. So we were hoping to put together a Thursday night series again, which is something that pre-pandemic had been part of the Spiegel Tent season for a while, a Thursday night series that was centering around a theme or a specific genre of music. And I was so thrilled to be connected with a sort of local bluegrass impresario, we'll say Ruth Oxenberg, who has been hosting these, she and her husband Rob have been hosting these bluegrass shows in their house under the banner of Fourth Dream House Concerts for years. Mm-hmm. And Ruth and I started talking, and we put together this series on Thursday nights of looking at contemporary bluegrass and really looking at how we can feature the next generation of talented young players and musicians who are thinking about how the traditions of bluegrass and roots music are being carried forward into a contemporary time in rather unexpected ways. And so these folks who make this lineup, I'm just so excited to be welcoming them to the Spiegel Tent lineup tonight. We have the Jacob Jolliffe Band. Jacob, a former member of the Yonder Mountain String Band, now with his own quartet, and he is one of the premier mandolinists coming up in the scene right now. And we're just so thrilled. I was over at their sound check a little earlier. It's just like, it's like music that you want to just be on the porch with your friends, just listening to the pure virtuosic joy that is, like, you know, just four people standing around picking on some strings.
Yeah, and all singing together. They have great harmonies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound amazing. Young pickers, it's incredible. Yeah. They're so innovative. And there's so many great things going on in the world of bluegrass. And it's really thrilling that you're bringing them right here. I mean, Spiegel Tent is an incredibly, like, comfortable and lavish venue at the same time. So when you're sitting there, you feel very at ease, and yet you realize you're in a world-class venue right there, you know, on Bard's campus. It's really amazing.
It's such a special place, and I think that, you know, once people, it's one of those spots that's a little bit hard to describe until you can bring someone inside it, until you step inside it, and then you understand the kind of glamour and beautiful intimacy that it creates.
Yes.
And I think that we try to, you know, it's a very non-traditional space, and I think that even when we're approaching something like bluegrass, we want to look at what kind of artists are approaching that form across all types of music and performance in some other non-traditional ways. And so next week, on July 20th, we're welcoming the Trey Wellington Band. Trey is a banjo player who put out an album in last year called Black Banjo, an album where he's really infusing jazz and rap into a bluegrass sound. And it's such an incredible thing to hear how these, you know, someone like Trey is pulling together and all of the various forms of music that have influenced him and his lineage, pulling that all together to just push the bounds of the form.
And the banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a new whole development, it seems like, on the banjo when he's playing. It's,
yeah,
it's really cool. And then one favorite of KZE is Layla McCullough coming on July 27th. So we play a lot of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. We play a lot of Our Native Daughters. And we play a lot of Layla McCullough. So how exciting.
Well, she's done it all. She's very busy. Yeah, I am so glad to include her in this to, you know, really be able to highlight someone who I feel like has had an opportunity to be elevated through her association with folks in the industry who are a little bit more well known than she is, and to be able to highlight how incredible and unique her own music and her own practice is. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's also, you know, looking at the roots and the influences that she brings in, from New Orleans influences and Haitian influences, and just plain, or not even plain, but just like standard, you know, black roots music and bluegrass music, mm-hmm. and sort of throws them all together into this incredible artistic creative mind that she has, and what comes out is just blows you over and with how unique and beautiful it is.
Yeah, it's stunning. Her music is stunning. Yeah. Her little sister, I think it's her little sister also, I've been just turned on to Sabine McCullough, I think is
her name. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's really amazing.
My brother told
me about her
down
in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, check her out. She's really good.
Yeah.
And another wonderful new-to-me artist who's coming to the Bluegrass on Hudson on Thursday, August 3rd. She'll be playing at the Spiegel Tent, Phoebe Hunt.
Yeah.
An amazing fiddler who sings with a great, lovely twang. And she brings that classical background to an Appalachian old time and Texas swing. And that'll be, she's solo, right? She'll be playing solo?
She is solo, which is like, she is our one solo engagement for this, in this series. And I think, you know, we opened the series last weekend with Caitlin Canty, who was joined by Noam Pikelny, from the Punch Brothers, et cetera.
Totally.
And so we sort of opened with a duo. We're going through various forms of ensemble and then ending with Phoebe solo. And it's like, you know, it's like all of these people are people who don't necessarily need anyone else to support them.
That's
but
right.
I think Phoebe, in particular, just because of the sort of beauty and vulnerability of her songwriting, mm-hmm. that like having her voice and her fiddle is will fill up the space.
Definitely, yeah, and that's the great thing about. The Spiegel Tent is such a flexible space, mm-hmm. that you can see a whole huge ensemble or a single artist. And either way, you're going to be able to hear them really well and see them really well wherever you're sitting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, wow, what a great lineup. So it's every Thursday. Well, not every Thursday, but
Thursday. So the 6th, the 20th, and 27th of July and August 3rd.
Yes. And everyone can find out more about the artists and about going to see them at fishercenter.bard.edu and all of the other amazing things going on at Spiegel Tent as well. And
yes, Well, please join us. Yeah, we're here Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and some Sundays through August 12th.
Awesome. We will definitely get over there for sure. And, oh, can you let us know about the Community Day coming up?
Absolutely, yes. So July 15th, Saturday, July 15th, in celebration of the Fisher Center's 20th anniversary,
whoa,
we're opening things up and wide and welcoming in our community to celebrate everyone who's part of our community on campus in the surrounding area, and have a whole day of free programming. It's going to start in the morning with some interactive tours of the Fisher Center building. We have a Kinder Disco, a dance party for kids in the Spiegel Tent from 2 to 4 p.m. with DJ Alley out of Kingston. Just an For movers and shakers of all ages, we say. But and then as a main event on the lawn in front of the Fisher Center at 7 p.m., the incredible Latin Grammy Award-winning all-female mariachi band Florida Tolosh will be here for a free concert on the lawn. And then we cap off the evening with our after-hours dance party in the Spiegel Tent featuring DJ MK.
MK, KZ's own MK.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great day. So that's July 15th.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's so exciting and lovely and such a very warm gesture.
Thank
we all
so
appreciate
much
it
oh, for having me. I mean, we really feel that the Spiegel Tent, and well, all of our offerings, that I think the Spiegel Tent, especially with its diversity of offerings, is like our gift and our we do it for the community. We want to create a space where people can come during the summer on the weekends and have these fantastic experiences with world-class artists.
Well, I know a former DJ here at KZE who met her current husband on the dance floor at the Spiegel Tent.
Oh, that I love those stories.
Yeah,
I
there
love to hear that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This Bluegrass on Hudson sounds amazing. And thank you for taking the time to chat with me this afternoon. It's a real pleasure to meet you, and I hope to meet you in person soon.
Likewise. Absolutely my pleasure.
Oh, well, best of luck and have an awesome time tonight. And we'll be seeing you soon at the Spiegel Tent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.